West Australian artist Sabrina Dowling-Judice will be representing Australia in this year's The Venice Glass Week in Italy next month. Sabrina joins us to talk about the adventures ahead and her latest glass art collection, Salt Waters. Good morning, Sabrina.
Good morning, Danae.
Are you getting excited about heading to Venice?
Now that I've actually finished making all the works, yes, I'm allowed to be excited. And you're right, it is an adventure.
Yeah. Are you the sole Australian that will be participating there?
Yeah, it looks like it.
How do you get there? Is it a what sort of process leads to you representing Australia at the Venice Glass Week?
It's open to glass artists all over the world this year. So late last year, I was invited to apply, and so I duly did that in the beginning of this year. And it goes to a selection panel, so there are international glass experts, art historians, and yeah, I got through. So,
congratulations.
Thank you very much. So it's not that they go, I don't think they go out of their way and have a list of countries on the planet and go, yep, tick, yep, tick, yep. It's just the way it's worked out. But hopefully more Australians will go in these coming years, because I truly think we punch above our weight when it comes to glass art, particularly in Western Australia.
How long have you been working in this medium?
Oh, well, that's the scary thing. Not long.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I've been staring at glass since I was a toddler, because I am Italian. I'm an Italian immigrant. And I come from central Italy, so glass blowing was actually developed by the ancient Romans, although glass work existed, I think, may have originated in the Middle East for thousands of years prior to that. But it was definitely a dying art, and then the Venetians picked it up again in about the 1700s, around then, and have become ground zero, really, in the world. And so I'm fascinated by all of that, and I've worked in the creative industries for many years, but then one morning I woke up and I have no idea what happened, and I said, right, this is what I'm going to do.
Wow. And where were you living then when
you
were
struck?
So
I'm from Carnarvon. I was struck in Shark Bay in Denham. It was a very sad time, so I just came home from the wake of a dear elder, and I was reflecting upon our time together, and then it struck me that in his own amazing, gorgeous way, he'd been teaching me all along.
Yeah. In what way?
About art, about being an artist, and how you prosecute your hand strokes, and why you're doing it, and what you're sharing. And I remember him saying to me, laughing, he goes, oh, Sabrina, oh, I started when I was 70. I had my first exhibition at 82, and I was working with him in his 90s.
Wow.
So I realised that I was significantly younger than when he started, and I thought, you know, yeah, why not? It's okay.
It's never too late. Today is still today.
Exactly.
Whether you've been doing it for a long time.
That's right.
Or not. What about the Gascoyne region inspires you?
That's home. And it's an extraordinarily, really beautiful place on the planet. I think those of us living there don't quite realise it, but at an international level, of course, it's recognised. We have the Shark Bay World Heritage Area. We have the Ningaloo Coast World Heritage Area. There's noises and moves about Barangaroo, which is Mount Augustus inland, becoming one as well. And, of course, we have the Lake Macleod Salt Lake system, which really should have been Ramsar listed by now, but we'll see what happens. So there are these real hot spots of exquisite beauty and biodiversity, which is eye-popping. Our natural habitats there are something to behold, and treasure, value, and I hope with my narrative art style to be able to promote.
So what does narrative art style mean, Sabrina?
So I actually think of myself as a storyteller first and a glass artist second, and that doesn't mean I don't adore glass. I do. But the reason I even bother is because I'm wanting to elicit feelings in people in relation to what they see, and there's information there as well. And hopefully with growing knowledge, it will motivate us to make certain decisions in relation to how we interact with our home habitats. We are highly urbanised these days, and so we lose connection to place quite easily. I've been traditionally raised as an Italian, so connection to place is central to how we live. Everybody in my family, I can go back to my even great-grandparents and great-grandparents, we all came from the same place, which I know sounds a bit scary, but we had our own ways of ensuring that that was sort of safe kinship practices. And it's something that I believe let's hang on to. And, of course, with our First Nation people here in Australia, they're becoming a lot more vocal about that importance. So I stand by that very, very much so, because that's my cultural lived experience as well.
I'm chatting with Sabrina Dowling-Judici, who is from the Gascoyne but is heading off to the Venice Glass Week soon. I'm not going to talk about how soon it is.
That's
talking
scary.
About the ancient glass work medium, but a relatively young festival only began in 2017. What are you taking to the festival, Sabrina?
So I have a collection of about, I'll find out on the day, I guess. I'm taking 18 odd glassworks over, and it is all centred on seagrass as iconic heroes of the Shark Bay habitat and also the lagoon in Venice. So it's my collection's called Salt Waters, but it's subtitled Bridging Worlds. So hopefully I'll be able to share understandings that we have developed here in WA, particularly in Shark Bay, which has a rich research, scientific research history, and also in rehabilitation, and hopefully be able to have good in-depth conversations while I'm in Venice as well, because they also have seagrass rehabilitation needs, and they've been looking at it in recent years. But I'm very privileged to be able to work with quite a few of the seagrass science community. I was an artist in residence at the wonderful Centre for Marine Ecosystems Research at ECU, and I've been able to work and spend time with people at Murdoch, people at UWA, conversations with people at Curtin. I'm in awe of the work that they do. The Seeds for Snapper citizen science and rehab program is, it's a winning program now, I believe. And so there's a lot of material to work with, going back to the narrative side of things, the storytelling side of things. So each one of my artworks is an abstract representation of one of the species. So we have 12 here in Shark Bay. We have 4 in the lagoon in Venice.
Right.
So I work with the scientists to ensure that what I'm saying is correct. And I'm very lucky to have a scientific advisor for this collection, which is Dr. Elizabeth Sinclair from UWA, who has just announced she's going to come with me to Venice.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
We're gonna rock while we're over there.
Great.
Absolutely, yeah.
Do you have an Instagram or something that we can follow along with?
Yeah, so... please excuse me. This is relatively new to me.
So it's Sabrina Dowling Judici.
Yes.
Have a look.
That's right, yeah.
Or the Venice Glass Week.
Yes, so I'm listed on there, absolutely. The other one is to look at artworks_Australia. So, but that's artworks with a double A in the front.
Okay.
Yep, artworks underscore Australia.
Great.
And that is an Instagram account and also a Facebook page. So
great.
Yeah.
Sabrina Dowling Judici, I hope you get some sleep and time to pack your bags before you head off to Venice.
Thank you
next
so
month.
Much.
All the best. Thanks for coming in and chatting with us on Artbeat.
My pleasure.